Hey, let's do let's call this review. Let's call it records reviewed, and then put the patient's name. Last name is Mopaarty, M-O-P-A-R-T-Y. First name is D-A-Y-A-K-A-R. Dates reviewed from let's see, dates reviewed, no. Records from 2021 through 2023, health records. Let's call it that. And then what was reviewed? Put down let's see, for what was reviewed, let me tell you what was reviewed. Hang on, I'm trying to get to it. Okay, what was reviewed? Transfer intake. Refusal of health services, multiple. Sick calls, multiple. EKG. Let's see. Medication list. Available laboratory chest x-ray results. Refusal for treatment, multiple. Or put refusal of health services, multiple. And then put medication list. Then put let's put summary. Dayakar Mopaarty is a 52-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, asthma, and gout, period. Patient medical records indicates that he's had numerous visits to the infirmary at the GEO Health Group facility for urinary, for upper respiratory tract infection, asthma, exacerbation of asthma, skin rash, eczema, back pain. Sinus infections, period. His asthma is considered mild persistent. His current medication to control his asthma have included Asthmanex, ASMANEX, Spreva, Advair, Albuterol. Some have been discontinued, some have been added. Patients has responded well to the treatments. His vital signs have always been within normal limits. His O2 sats well above 98%, period. Pulmonary function tests reviewed indicate that indicate persistent asthma. Otherwise, most of the time within normal limits when patient was treated appropriately. Period. The rash was given antifungal, and steroids were used for eczema during the evaluation period. Patient both was seen both by a nurse practitioner, physician, as well as LVN during these visits, sick visits period. Patients' visits included almost on a monthly basis. In August of 2023, in July of almost on a monthly basis in 2023 as well as 2022 for above mentioned symptoms and findings and diagnoses, period. Patient's lab work has been within normal limits, including his chest x-ray, period. Summary, patient has been treated symptomatically for asthma. One thing that's missing is the cause of his asthma. I believe GERD should have been ruled out as causing patient's asthma, and a PPI should have been initiated to help with reducing his symptoms and or visits to the clinic. Period. New paragraph. Otherwise, the medications used and the approach used were appropriate for his asthma treatment during the time and the records that were available. During the times and the records that were available to me and reviewed. Thank you.